We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I just found out during the commercial break, though, Solana got his truck driver's license at 9, so...
He graduated from high school at 11, right?
Yeah, it all makes sense now. I didn't realize the entire backstory. There's some other good ones though that like things teenagers will never know. Getting off the phone so someone could use the internet.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Solana, you don't remember that.
I do actually, yeah.
You
dial
do?
Because that was dial-up, right? Where you had to use your phone line.
Yeah, and you were using your phone line. Yeah, and then, or like, you know, it was connecting and someone would pick up the phone to make a call and be like, Mom! Actually, I wouldn't be like, Mom. I'd be like, Lori! I was already married by the time dial-up was around.
Didn't it make a funny noise if you picked the phone up?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. That's crazy.
Stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. These kids today, like my kid who's 17 and driving now, he will never have to stop at a gas station to get directions. And I mean, that was my existence, stopping at a gas station to get directions.
Y'all made fun of me, Hawk. I still MapQuest and print out a paper.
But that's still not stopping at a gas station to get directions. I mean, you literally were at the mercy of whoever was working behind that counter. Yes. And if they were in the mood to be a D-bag and send you down a path that was not where you were trying to go, they could do that. Half the time, you didn't understand what they were saying. You took a left, you got out of there, and it was like, do I take this left or the next left? Right? Like, you'd be lost on the first moment that you leave the gas station.
And weren't those conversations, Hawk, usually about 10 p.m.? I don't think they don't put their best out at 10 to 100%. the graveyard shift.
Like, the prerequisite to work in the graveyard shift was, can you show up? All right, then you're hired.
You're hired.
Oh, man. All right, let's do headlines because we're going to get caught up in this vortex. And Kevin Weeks is going to join us in about 10 minutes. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with him. So Solana, Alejandro Solana, has your headlines.
These headlines are brought to you by Jose Cuervo. Good things come to those who tip. Tip your delivery driver 20% or more and be one of the thousands of lucky people to have Jose Cuervo cover your tab. Enter and find contest rules at cuervo.com/tipsy for Cinco. Drink responsibly.
You can speak to that, right? Because didn't you deliver Chinese food when you were 11? Didn't you have a you know, I'm on top of your job as the paralegal. I'm just saying you did that on the side.
Typing 10 digits at 6 years old is not unfathomable. Like, that's normal.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, didn't you know how to read a map? Yeah, sorry, sir, that back in the 80s when I was driving, the map didn't say, here's where Jane's party was. You know, it was like, here's a map of the Evanston. Well, I'm trying to find Jane's house, okay? They have addresses on the map.
You really used the map?
How could you? You couldn't, like, that's the goofiest thing, the people that had the big maps in their glove box. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're trying to find something in an area. Like, it wasn't pinpoint directions like you get on a GPS where it takes you right to the driveway. Yeah, like, what am I going to unfold a map of Illinois to try to find the party at the guy's tennis house? What am I doing here? Might as well drive down to Champaign-Urbana. Who knows? Remember,
directions should be on the back of the invitation.
Right.
75 right. South. Get off on yep. exit 38. Take yep. a right. 2 miles yep. down, take a left on 38th Street. That's how I used to do it.
Dolphins schedule was released yesterday. NFL schedules were released yesterday. Here's some notes. No Sunday night football games for the Miami Dolphins. Two primetime games.
Say that again?
No Sunday night football games.
Right, right, right.
For the Miami Dolphins, they'll play twice on primetime.
Thursday night and Thursday night and Monday night.
Yep, Thursday night versus Baltimore, week 10, Monday night at New Orleans, week 16. They open four of their first six games on the road. That's capped off by a trip to the defending Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they don't have a scheduled bye week after playing in London.
Right, so they're going to have to head back that day, I guess, right? And then and then just pick it up as if it's a regular week.
So you leave Sunday? Well, it's Sunday afternoon. So you get home Sunday night, Monday morning. You have Monday off, Tuesday off, and practice Wednesday and just keep rolling. That's a tough turnaround, though, I won't lie.
Yeah, because of the time change.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was drunk. I didn't remember what time it was. We went out the night of the game. We didn't leave till Monday morning when we played.
And you had
the
following week off, though.
Yeah, and we had the following week off. So, yeah, actually, me, Porter, a couple other guys, we got in a fight in London in the club after listening to Superman from, what's the boy? Superman.
Soldier Boy.
Oh!
Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, tell him. Let's get it.
Soldier
right.
Boy, tell him got Porter and myself and a couple other teammates into a fight in a London nightclub that night. Crazy.
What is that? Crank
Great
that?
Great stories, though.
Crank that?
Crank yeah, and so we yooed and we went across the club like he does, and then we bumped into this big group of big. Yeah, we bumped into a big group of these big old Russians. And they were upset we bumped into them, so then they swung and we swung, and everybody started swinging.
Yo! Yo!
Heat Sixers tonight, 7:30 p.m. Jimmy Butler's questionable with an eye contusion. So Udonis Haslem still has not played a regular season game, so this technically has not counted yet as his 18th NBA season. Tonight's the final home game of the Heat's
Yeah, he's got to get some run tonight, right?
He has to. Spo's not going to do that to UD. UD is a Miami legend.
Yes. Yeah, someone texted in when we were talking about Tebow there. Someone texted in, what's the difference between what Tebow's doing with the Jags and what Haslam's doing with the Heat? And I'm like, Haslam's been on the Heat for 18 seasons. Like, his jersey's going to hang from the rafters. Tim Tebow's never put on a Jacksonville Jaguars jersey in his life. It's not even close to being the same thing.
No. And all he is a damn snitch, too. And I went and ate the UD wings at 800 degrees in Aventura this weekend. And
oh, did you?
Yeah, I appreciate it, UD. I appreciate it.
They were good?
It. Yeah, they're good. Everything's good but the lamb. Don't tell UD because he's big and aggressive, but the lamb's not very good.
I'm telling the lamb is great.
Spoelstra did say, by the way, a couple weeks ago that he's going to play UD this season so that it'll count. So it's just a matter of time, three games remaining. The Florida Panthers, they'll open up game one versus the Lightning Sunday, 7:30 p.m. It is confirmed. Game two from the BB&T Center is Tuesday at 8 p.m. Tonight, Marlins series finale in Arizona, 9:40 p.m. Start time, Trevor Rogers is on the mound. Inter Miami, they lost 2-0. Versus Montreal yesterday.
We had money on Montreal, by the way, Crowder. We hit him over the head yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I loved
it. Had to wait a little while that thing was in a delay for hours, but we got him.
Got your text this morning. I couldn't wait.
I know. Everyone on the thread had gone to sleep by the time I could tell them we won.
Yes.
Did you watch the game last night, Solana?
I watched the first half with my brother Daniel, which you can imagine was just a treat.
Oh, he had to have gone crazy. He had to have gone crazy in that first half.
He was not happy. But you know what? For the first time this season, Inter Miami looked really bad. Bad goalkeeping, bad defending.
It was an awful first half. Yeah. Like, your brother must have gone crazy.
Yeah, he wanted nothing to do with his newborn son. All he wanted to do was just yell at Figal. Like, that's all he was doing last night.
That's funny.
Here's your AT&T Byron Nelson leaderboard update, sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Just one person atop the leaderboard right now. The American Spahn, 9 under par. He finished today at 9 under. That's your leaderboard update. Weather from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 90 degrees right now in Miami. It's a scorcher out.
Scorcher.
Not officially summer yet, but it sure does feel like it. That's your weather.
Oh, look at you. Learned from previous previous statements that it's summer. Kevin Weeks is going to join us in the next segment. So he was originally, if you remember, drafted by the Panthers. We talked about that when he came on with us last time. But now he's an analyst on NHL Network. And we've got the Panthers playoff dates. And everyone's getting all excited for Panthers playoff hockey. So we will talk with Kevin Weeks here next on Hochman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Like, hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like, they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, waiting on Kevin Weeks to give us a call. We'll talk a little hockey. So you'll have the first game Sunday night at the BB&T Center. Game 2 will be Tuesday night at the BB&T Center, and then it'll shift. Games 3 and 4 will be at the Amalie Center in Tampa. And do you know what the odds are, by the way?
No.
For this series, let's see.
Panthers are there. Well, they have home ice advantage.
They have home
so
ice
they're
advantage.
Ranked higher, but I don't know what the spread will be.
The Lightning are favorite for the series. The Lightning are a -145 favorite for the series. Panthers are +125. That's not a horrible bet for us to make. And you got to remember why they make these lines. It's not necessarily how they actually think that it matches up, but it's where the public money is going to be. Well, Tampa, the defending champs, and has a good, you know, good resume. I think more people are apt to look at hockey futures for the playoffs, look at Tampa and go, oh yeah, I'll take Tampa at -145. Panthers at +125 for the series does not seem bad to me.
I'm down. Let's go. Seriously. Not just talking.
Yeah, let's put that.
I'm
going to put
that games.
In.
Yeah, let's go.
Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. So the favorite is Colorado at 9-2, Toronto 11-2, Vegas Golden Knights 6-1, Carolina and Tampa 15-2, Bruins 10-1, Penguins 14-1, Capitals 14-1, and then the Panthers. Panthers and the Islanders are 16-1, and then you get a couple teams that are at 50-1. So might not be a horrible thing to put a couple of bucks on the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, what are we doing here?
A couple bucks, okay. I'm more into this first series. Let's worry about the Lightning.
This
947-1, Hawk. I can't deal with that. That'll make me miss sleep.
The series, it'll go Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So Sunday, Tuesday, we'll be at the BB&T Center. And then Thursday, Saturday, we'll be at the Amalie Arena in Tampa. And then, if necessary, Game 5, we'll be back at the BB&T Center here in Sunrise on Monday the 24th. Game 6 would go back to Tampa. That would be on Wednesday the 26th. And Game 7 would be Friday the 28th, and that would be at the BB&T Center. So potential for some fun. So we got two good schedules that came out. We've got the hockey first round of the playoffs there, and we've got the Dolphins schedule. You think a lot of Dolphins fans are going to travel to Vegas for that September 26th game?
Yes. Vegas is very doable. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Vegas will be like, you know, I was, where was I today? I was at an appointment today, and the guy was saying, he was a Giants fan. He said, you know, it's always always road fans at Miami games. And it's true. I have a feeling Vegas will be the same way, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to do one road trip to see your favorite team, it's going to be Vegas. You know, oftentimes it's Miami for people. That's why we were making fun of the New York Jets fans earlier, because they always come down here. But Vegas would be the road trip, right? There's no, out of all the cities you can go to on the Dolphins schedule, you can go to Boston, go to Vegas, Tampa, no. Jacksonville, Buffalo, New York.
I think Tampa would be big just because how good the Bucs are and Brady connection and just, yeah, it's across the alley. What is it, 3 hours? I think Tampa would be big, but by far, Hawk, if you have to get on a plane to get there, why would I go to Buffalo when I can go to Vegas?
Right. Right.
That's going to be it. That's going to be where people go. That London game, I'm telling you, nobody goes over there.
That's the Jacksonville game. So the Jacksonville – oh, so the Panthers – the Dolphins aren't even losing a home game there. No. I just realized that. That's the Jacksonville game. All right. Kevin Weeks is on the line, so we can get back into the Panthers schedule there. We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So as I mentioned, Kevin Weeks, who was drafted by the Panthers in 1993 and then went on to play over a decade in the NHL. We've had him on before. We enjoy talking hockey with him. You can watch Kevin Weeks on NHL Tonight on NHL Network, coming up at 6 p.m. and throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, of which we hope the Panthers will be a part of those playoffs for a long, long time. Could they, Kevin, could they be part of these Stanley Cup playoffs? We kind of broached it with you last time you were on, but, I mean, is this a talented enough team to get to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, why not? I love the Panthers team this year. You know, they made some changes in the offseason, and those offseason moves had paid off in huge dividends for them. I love their squad. I mean, you look at the turnaround, them being second place, only 1 point out of first to Carolina in their division in the Central, and they have a plus 36 goal differential, which is amazing. One of the best in the league. And they're just fun to watch, man. They're fun to watch. They're fast, they're skilled, but they're defending better. The goaltending has been great, be it Bobrovsky, be it Chris Drieger, who's an amazing story, by the way, or their youngster, Spencer Knight, who they got out of Boston College, who 5 months ago was playing in the World Junior Championships and led Team USA to a gold medal. And now he's 4-0-0 in his NHL debut already out of college. So I love their team. Barkov and Huberdeau are two of the best players in the league. They're a deeper team now. Even in the absence of Aaron Ekblad, their stud defenseman, who I thought was on track to win the Norris Trophy as Defenseman of the Year prior to his injury. They're stacked. So I'm bullish on the Panthers. I love their squad right now.
And, Kevin, you brought up all three goalies now. That was interesting to me. You brought up Bob, you brought up Drieger, and you brought up, you know, Knight. Can you have a three-goalie rotation in the playoffs? Can three goalies play for the Panthers this playoff run?
Here's the thing. You know this as well as I do. A rotation is better than a notation. So that R is more important than the N. So you don't know. Like, you might, heaven forbid, if one guy's not on his game or if one guy happens to get injured or dinged up, imagine saying, like, you go to the garage, you're like, is it the Bentley today? Is it the Ferrari today? Ooh, I'm not sure. Is it the Lambo? That's where the Panthers are right now with their goaltending. So, look, Bobrovsky is the main man there. We know that already. But Drieger plays like the main man when he's in the net. And the fact that you have this young kid who has acclimated to the NHL as if he was still playing college hockey 3 months ago, I mean, it's pretty remarkable if you're Coach Quenneville and the Panthers. They are in a real unique situation to be able to have three goalies that are playing this well. I mean, Carolina has it too. The Boston Bruins have it too. But there's very few teams in the league that can go three goalies deep and have a chance to win every game. And we knew it would take that because this is a compressed schedule, right, with it only being 56 games. So that's a testament to them. My man Roberto Luongo, Robbie Tallis, the goalie coach, Leo Luongo, and Benoit Lair, who is the head of their goalie department. They've invested in the position, and it's now paying dividends for them. It's great to see.
Kevin Weeks is with us from NHL Network. Explain this to us, because Crowder and I were just talking about, like, the Lightning. I understand they're favorites for the series, even though the Panthers have home ice. So they're a favorite, and the Panthers are an underdog. But explain this to me. The Lightning are so good, and really throughout the season, so evenly matched against the Panthers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a series that we were like, ooh, man, this is going to be a tough first series if they end up playing Tampa. And then they have these games Saturday night and then this Monday, which are really important because you're playing for home ice advantage. And the Panthers outskate, out tough, out everything the Lightning in those two games. They dominate them, those two games. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Why did that happen?
Because the Panthers aren't deferring anymore, right? Like, listen, the state of Florida, you've heard me say this before, we've got our spot down there. I said this yesterday. The state of Florida is on fire, literally, in a good way. Everybody wants to be down in Florida. Companies, big tech, finance, fintech, you name it, tech, everything, hospitality. Florida's on fire, but Florida sports is even more so on fire, and we know that. So the Panthers are looking, and they're saying, hey, listen, we saw the parades up in Tampa. We saw them channel side. We saw those guys rolling the Stanley Cup on the jet skis. We don't want to be spectators in our own state anymore. We want to be participants. You know, we want to have that down in Brickell, or we want to have that in Fort Lauderdale, or we want to have that out in South Beach too. Like, you just don't want to be a spectator. They're just not fans. They're players. So they're among the best in the world at what they do. So I love the fact that they haven't taken a back seat. It's taken a long time. I got to be objective and be fair. It's taken way too long. But the fact that it's happening, I'm happy to see it, because it's better for the sport. It's only going to continue to grow the fans. And I think that there's a lot more potential fans down there in South Florida specifically that are going to jump on the bandwagon and be a part of what they're doing. And by not deferring to a team, I know the difference. I know being on a young team where you're going up against a top-tier club, you're like, ooh, you're looking at them in the warm-up. You're looking at the names on the back of the jerseys as they skate around. You know, a lot of your heroes might be on that team that you grew up and you had their hockey card. The Panthers aren't like that anymore. And that's why they're going skate to skate with the Lightning. And it's great to see, man. It's great to see that in-state rivalry. I'm so pumped they're going to play each other. And here's one, too. Look at Carter Verhaeghe, who was a nice economical pickup by the Panthers from Tampa, because Tampa was too stacked. And now Verhaeghe comes to the Panthers and he's lighting it up. He's been great for them. So I love the fact that the Panthers aren't necessarily just deferring to Tampa anymore. They're playing them much harder. I've been on both sides of the rivalry, and we know that historically the Lightning have had a better track record. They've been to three Stanley Cups and they're defending Cup champs. But if you're a Panthers fan right now, you got to love what you're seeing, and especially those last two games that you mentioned.
And speaking of them last two games, Kevin, where like that, the chippiness, the, what was it, 150 mm-hmm. penalty minutes in that game on Saturday, like, That thing, and everybody's excited down here because, I don't want to say soft, but the Panthers weren't that team in the past, and now they can be that. But from a player perspective, you playing as long as you did, how do you balance, you know, being physical, letting them know you're not going to deal with their crap, but also not getting too many power plays and not getting suspended for game two or three? Like, how do you balance that being physical, letting them know you're there, but not getting in trouble? How does that tightrope, how do you walk that tightrope?
That's a great question. And I think the biggest thing is, fellas, we want to play with jam. We want to be on our toes. We want to be up in their grill. But we have to do that in a way where we're doing it in a disciplined way. Whistle to whistle, clean hits, clean body checks. We could talk some smack, but let's make sure that we're responsible, because we know Tampa has a lot of game breakers on their team. Let's be honest. We don't want those players being on the man advantage. We don't want to give them the power play. That's more time and space for their players to make plays, and they're elite players. So if we play physical with them but discipline, maybe we're going to draw penalties, and that allows us to get our game breakers on the ice on the man advantage, like Huberto and Barkov and Keith Yandel and, you know, some of the other pieces that the Panthers have. So really, look, you have the opportunity. I'm in the backyard. I'm not even at our Florida place. We're at our place in Jersey, and it's not as hot as it is down there in South Florida, but it's a warm day here. Call it 72 and sunny. Let me tell you this. If you're the Panthers right now, you can slay the Dragon in the first round. You can slay the defending cup champs in the first round. What better bragging rights in state, first time ever, than these two teams? What better opportunity for the Panthers than that, to be able to slay that team, the defending cup champs, in the first round? Do you know how much confidence that will put in those guys for the rest of the playoffs? Like, we beat the cup champs. So that's what's at stake right away. Now, listen, I'm not saying that if they're able to beat them, that that's a be-all, end-all. But I'll tell you what, it makes the rest of the following two, three rounds, and then by the time you get to the fourth round, Stanley Cup final, it gives you a lot of confidence as a team if you're able to knock off the best. So to be the best, you got to beat the best, and there's no better opportunity than if you're the Panthers right now. And like I said, the fact that it's in-state, oh, my God, that just turns up the thermostat even higher for me.
Yeah, no, this is fun as hell. I mean, we've waited a long time for this.
Totally.
You can watch NHL Network's Kevin Weeks on NHL Tonight coming up at 6 p.m. and throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. This is a debate that's as old as sports radio, the rest versus rust. The Panthers right. were skating well. They had these two great games against Tampa, but they finished the season winning six in a row. But then they won't play from Monday up until Sunday night. It's almost a full week off. Does that benefit or does that hinder them?
I think from a Panthers standpoint, really from both teams, I think it helps them because both teams have had players that have been banged up, especially Tampa. You know that their captain, Steven Stamkos, Kucherov, those guys get a little more time. But the Panthers, for me specifically, how that benefits them is they've played hard all season long. Like, remember, this is new territory for them. The Panthers haven't been this good since 96, which is 3 years after I was drafted by them. And, you know, when they went to the Stanley Cup final in 96 against Colorado, that's a long time. And they've had to exert a lot of energy to be this good. It's taken a lot. And to their credit, they've all invested that, from management, ownership, to the players and the coaching staff. So I really think that this break will do them some good. You know, we can make a case for getting that vitamin D since they're down there in Florida and getting all the sunshine and healing up, getting massage, Cairo, whatever you need. And I think come puck drop of game one of the series, like, it's going to be on. It's going to be on. I was just talking to my boy Mike DePasquale down there yesterday, and we were saying to say, like, it's going to be on. Everybody, this is a huge series, man. I can't tell you, being on the league's network, the NHL network, we've talked about this so often, about how massive this matchup is for hockey fans around the world, and especially hockey fans in Florida and in the state of Florida, and for the young girls and boys that are playing, and we're going to have more kids that have come from Florida that end up playing at a high level, for the new fans that are now coming into the sport. I mean, I think it's great. And the Heat, they just qualified too for the NBA playoffs, so they're doing their thing. And Derek Jeter has done a great job so far with the Marlins. And, of course, the Rays were in it last year too. So it's a great time for Florida sports, man. It's an unbelievable time for Florida sports. And that's only going to go to the next level in this state rivalry and this matchup. It's going to be great for our sport.
Yeah, no, we are enjoying it on sports radio. I'm not even going to lie. Kevin Weeks, we always enjoy talking to you. Again, watch him on NHL Tonight on NHL Network, 6 o'clock tonight and throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. You want to make a prediction on the Lightning Panthers series?
I haven't done it on our air yet. I'll do it on yours. Everything being equal, I say Panthers in seven.
Talk about it.
And listen.
We like that.
And listen. while you're at it, order up some Sir Pizza for my boy Sir Pizza down in Key Biscayne. It's the jam. It's my favorite.
Yes.
All right, deal. Give me
Sir Pizza. Key Biscayne. Yeah. Sir,
give me some tickets on the glass, and I'll talk about Sir Pizza every day.
There you go.
We'll see you, Kevin. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Kevin Weeks, originally drafted by the Panthers, now NHL Network. Pick the Panthers in seven. I got to put the bet in, Crowder.
I like it.
All right. Take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Hawk and Crowder.
I did read something, Crowder, in USA Today this morning from Jared Bell. And so he talked with four ex-NFL tight ends. Mm-hmm.
to find out their thoughts on Tim Tebow. So he writes, let's start with a warning for Tim Tebow, courtesy of Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharp. Everything will be happening a lot quicker, Sharp told USA Today Sports. More times than not, you're not down the field catching 40-yard balls. You're running shallow crosses or 10-yard in routes or out routes. You're catching it, and guys are right on top of you. So you need to understand, where am I exposed? Say I'm running a seam. Did I bend it too quick? Now the frontside safety will send me to the hospital. There's so many things I don't think he understands because he's never been exposed to that. They write in USA Today, there's no shortage of opinion regarding this new path for Tebow, 33, the University of Florida legend who washed out as an NFL quarterback and more recently chucked his pursuit of a baseball career. Love him or loathe him, Tebow taking another crack at pro football adds yet another layer of drama, if not sizzle, on top of Urban Meyer's return to coaching and the presence of former Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence as the top pick in the draft. To assess Tebow's chances, USA Today spoke with four former NFL tight ends. Kellen Winslow, senior, not junior. Junior's busy.
Junior's in prison.
Yeah. Kellen Winslow, Mike Ditka, Shannon Sharp, and Rick Doc Walker, who won a Super Bowl with Washington. So they asked them the toughest part of Tebow's challenge. Kellen Winslow said the route running. I think he'll pick it up rather quickly. The catching will be second nature. It's going to be the physical play of blocking and getting hit. Mike Ditka said the physicality of it all. If you're a tight end and I don't think you're physical, I'm going to try to beat the heck out of you. That's just what the linebackers will try to do. If they don't think he's physical enough, they'll try to beat him up. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you agree with that because that's what you said, right?
100%. You're going to whoop his ass. He's Tim Tebow. He's high profile. And he's soft. Like, in my mind, and I'm a Gator Hawk, he's soft. He's a quarterback, a lifelong quarterback. He's soft. He's pudding. He's pie. He's everything that you want to play against so that you can physically dominate him. And it's going to be a little notch on your belt. If you go knock out Tebow, you can talk about that for the rest of your life. I know I would. I'm 37 now. 21-year-old Crowder would try to break his face mask because this is a quarterback that wants to get into my side of football. I'm telling you, bro, this isn't smart for this man to do this.
Right. So you're sitting there. You're a linebacker. He comes out there. You are sizing him up. You are going to give him everything you've got because you know he hasn't gotten it like that before.
And he's never felt it, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know the releases. He doesn't understand. We call it – it's a cute name for knocking the hell out of a receiver. It's called rerouting. You reroute them. Like, don't let them run straight down the field. Make them run a route they don't want to run. I would jam my forehead square into his chin as soon as he released off the ball. And that's what everybody – it's not just me. That's what everybody else is going to do to him. I told you, Hawk, and I'm not wishing this on him, but I'm telling you, he's going to get injured trying to transition to tight end. It's not as easy as he thinks it is. Just like he thought baseball was easy and they kicked his tail out of there. He is not going to make it. This is a waste of time for Urban to do this.
Who decided that he should be a tight end? Is there something else he could do? Is there something less physical that he might be capable of doing? What about fullback? Could he be a fullback?
No, because if Tebow lines up and I know they're running a lead at me, I'm going to go and I'm going to dislocate his vertebrae off of his neck. He's never played fullback. Huh, you know what they should have done? To be honest, to answer your question, seriously, he should have been an assistant coach. He should have been, player personnel, player development. If Urban really tried this hard to hire back his little do-boy in Tebow, he should have gave him a coaching position. The players are going to hate him in the locker room. Everybody's going to think he's a snitch. And then when they start playing football, he's going to get hurt. They're going to hurt this young man. I don't think it's a great idea. And you've said in the past, and I've articulated it, this is dumb. This is a dumb decision by the Jags, by Urban, and by Tebow. And I love two of those people. I love Urban Meyer for what he did for Florida. I love Tebow for what he did for Florida. This is a dumbass decision by both of those guys. It's crazy.
You can, read the entire story in USA Today, it finishes with, can he do it? What are the chances Tebow will be successful? Shannon Sharp laughed. Successful? Are we saying if he makes the team, it's a success? I think there's a greater than 50% chance that he makes the team simply because of where he is. He's from Jacksonville, and he really helped the head coach get on the map in winning two national championships. What do we always say? It's not what you know. Sometimes it's not even how good you are. It's who you know. And they said, here's a final thought courtesy of Ditka. Good luck. I hope it works. They need another tight end. So are you rooting for him is my question. Put all that aside.
Mm-hmm.
Are you rooting for him? Because it would be a great story if he turned out to be a good tight end.
Whew, that's a good question. No, I'm not.
Not?
I'm not. I'm not rooting for him. I just, at this moment, like, Tebow, let it go. Let it go. What's it called? Frozen? He needs to watch Frozen. Just let it go, Tebow. This athletic thing, you tried baseball, now you want to get back into football. You're 33 damn years old. You just got married. You just started having sex, Tebow. You were a virgin. Go enjoy your wife and let this on the field, on the grass crap go. Let it go, Tebow. No, I'm not cheering for him. I hope he gets cut, and I hope he can let all this athletic stuff go. Go be a commentator. I enjoy listening to him on Saturdays when he talks about football. Let this football, baseball, on the grass stuff go. You're a loser right now. You're trying too hard. Let it go. Go do what you mean to do. Go circumcise babies in Afghanistan, Rwanda, wherever he's circumcising babies. Let this crap go, Tebow.
Solana, are you rooting for Tim Tebow?
I am. I am. I like the underdog story.
I like the underdog story.
Yeah, and I agree with everything Crowder's saying, by the way. I think he's going to fail miserably. He'll probably end up getting hurt. He probably won't play many games in the NFL as a tight end. But because everybody's doubting him, because everybody's criticizing him, because there's no shortage of opinion on Tebow changing positions, I'm rooting for him. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of rooting for him as well. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. You know what we have to do today, Crowder?
What we got?
We have to celebrate our old producer, Eric Falero's birthday.
Oh, it's Falero's birthday.
It's Falero's birthday. And we've got plenty of things that we could play just to say happy birthday to him. I am partial to sucking ketchup packets, but that's my personal take. I don't know. There's a lot that we can do to celebrate his birthday, so we'll celebrate that. There was another monumental thing that happened on this day last year, right, Solana?
I guess, if you want to call it monumental, I mean, sure.
All right, so we'll get to that in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Hurricane season starts in June, so we're just a couple weeks away, and it'll be here, and then it'll be gone. And then next year, it'll be here, and then it'll be gone. And the year after that, it'll be, if you're going to be here every year, if you're a homeowner in South Florida, and you're going to be here every year, call my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. It's crazy if you're not. Hurricane season comes every year. You need to outfit your home with PGT Custom Windows and Doors, just like I did. You get PGT Custom Windows and Doors in your home when hurricane season rolls around. And you're starting to see it now here in the South Florida news, right? People are talking about it because this is the time that we start getting aware that hurricane season is starting. I have to tell you, when you have PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in your house, it's less of a worry than previous hurricane seasons. Because you know you're protected. You know when they come out with that first forecast and the track might have it coming over South Florida, you don't have to worry about going out to get plywood. You don't have to line up for hours sometimes to get plywood. You don't have to put up the hurricane shutters. They never fit right. You feel like you're living in a cave because they cover all the openings, the dark hurricane shutters. You get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in your home. It is a game changer in South Florida. So do your family, do yourself a favor. Call my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors and get the ball rolling so Impact Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home. So when hurricane season rolls around year after year after year, you don't have to worry about it as much. Call BNT at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126 or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Quick break, 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
You know, I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.